shining until the stars fade from the sky. Until the sun stops rising, I'll need you in my life.
And here's the reason why.
I wouldn't trade you
for silver or gold.
I would not trade you.
Wouldn't trade you.
I would not trade you for riches untold. You are.
You are.
My everything.
You are my everything.
Jesus.
You are.
Jesus,
the
you
love
are.
Of my
the love
life.
Of my life. Yes, you are. My
And this is Prayer and Share, WCNO in Palm City, Florida. We're so glad that you joined us today. And we're going to give that number out again. It's 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And, of course, we are on our way to matching up $1,680 matching funds that came in from Mibella Casa. And they are a great organization that are underwriters, partners with us. And so if you are interested in finding out more information about Mibella Casa, we will be happy to assist you with that. And of course, they are a professional cleaning business that cleans not only commercial but also private residential properties. And they are experienced in schools, daycares, businesses, maybe bank buildings, commercial buildings, medical facilities, a lot of specialty cleaning and such forth. So Mibella Casa is an organization that is a part of this ministry as a business underwriting partner. And so once again, because they're partners with us, that brought into our budget this morning the value of $1,680. And we already are off and running with that. We've had several donations, and we thank all of you who have stepped up here first thing this morning. But we're looking for your call this morning to come in. Let us know exactly what's on your heart. I know you're rushing around, but we're here. We're going to grab the phone just as quickly as you call us. And that number is 888-221-8990 with $1,200 in matching funds to go. And my goodness, we've had about, we're already 10 minutes to 8 o'clock, and the time is slipping by this morning. And we're before we know it, we're already going to be, we're going to run out of time here. So we need to get moving. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your heart to give today. This is Wednesday. And, of course, last night, we had a wonderful gathering with believers from all around the world, but certainly in our nation with Carter Conlon. And Carter Conlon went back to Boston, Massachusetts, right there at or Plymouth. And we were right there with him last night in that house, right on the very foundation where those 51 pilgrims who survived entered into a pact with God to dedicate their lives and this nation to God. And here we are 400 years later, joining with Christians from all over the nation, repenting of the sins of our nation. And Carter Conlon, you know, the question and the burden God put on his heart was this: what have you done with the freedom You know, what have we done with the freedom God has given us? What have we done with the opportunities God has given us? Have we used those? Have we consumed those? Or have we squandered those? And unfortunately, we have come to a place in our history where many of those blessings and benefits of God, the credit has been given to man rather than God. And we have many have taken their eyes off the Lord, and we definitely need to return to God. I thought it was outstanding as he opened up last night talking about the Native Americans and how so many treaties were broken with them, and how as a spiritual division and a divide that just gave opportunity for the enemy to work in such a tremendous way, here these missionaries are trying to bring the gospel, and yet at the same time people's lives are being absolutely destroyed, the Native Americans. And also spoke of of a race of people that became slaves and enslaved by those that were coming in, and how many times this has been done in the name of the church, and how the church needs to acknowledge these things, repent of these things, and even if it's in our history for 200 years ago, 300 years ago, may not be current today, but it's important for us to recognize and take a stand that we recognize the failure and just the sin of those activities in our past, and we ask God to forgive us. We trust God to forgive us, and trust that the healing would be in our land. We still see all of this hurt and this division and this pain that's in our nation. Of course, we know it's because of sin, but it's also in part because of the reckless use of the freedom that God gave us. We actually have not utilized that for God's glory at all times. But it was a great night of prayer. Karen, did you have any opportunity to link up?
I did not. I went to sleep as soon as I got home.
You went to sleep? Oh, my.
Just checking my eyelids. That's
Well,
I did want to watch that, though.
Yeah, it was quite excellent. I thought, Dave, did you get in on any of that? Let's get you turned on.
I kind of did the same thing Karen did, sort of. I got into my recliner, and that was it, pretty much. So, yeah. No, I didn't see it.
Okay,
I wanted to, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, it was great, and I don't know if it's possible to pull any of that up and connect it.
Yeah,
with
I'm sure they have it on YouTube.
Yeah. So, all right, the number again for prayer and share right here this morning to connect with us at WCNO. We are real. We're in the skin. We're right here in the studio. And the number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. We're going to get back to another song at this time. And while this song is playing, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord's put in your heart to give. If you've received in the mail a prayer and share form, and you have mailed that out, or you're getting ready to mail it out, you may just give us a call and say, this is what I'm doing. Now, Karen, if someone does not have the money to send this morning, what do we call that, and how does that work?
We call that a pledge, and a pledge is simply saying that you would like to give a certain amount. You don't have those resources available today, and the pledge, really, you're just making a promise that at some point in time you would send in that those funds. If you want to pledge any amount, you can pledge any amount. If God has put a number on your heart and you're thinking, how can I give? I don't have that in my wallet. I don't have it in my checking account. Step out in faith and just make that pledge, and the Lord will honor that. And when he provides, then go ahead and send it in.
Amen. So I have a donation coming in from Jane, and this is, Jane is in Deerfield Beach, and there's, we've had several from down south, Deerfield Beach, and Jane is making a one-time gift of $40. Jane, thank you for that. We're going to get back to a song. Give us a call, 888-221-8990.
Trying to build a highway to the sky, all my hopes would come tumbling down, and I never knew just why, until today when you pulled away the clouds that hung like is on my eyes. Well, I've been blind all these wasted years, and I thought I was so wise, but then you took me by surprise. Like waking up from the longest dream, how really seem until you love broke through. I've been lost in a fantasy that blinded me until you love. All my life I've been searching for that crazy missing part, and with one touch you just rolled away the stone that held my heart. And now I see that the answer was as easy as just asking you in. And I am so sure I could never doubt your gentle touch again. It's like the power of the wind. Like waking up from the longest dream, how real it seems until your love broke through. I've been lost in a fantasy that blinded me until your love broke through. Like waking up from the longest dream, how real it seems until your
Until your love broke through. Karen, give us those contact numbers and we'll bring you back up to date where we are this morning in prayer and share, WCNO.
That toll-free number, 888-221-8990.
And we started out the morning with, where were we? A little over $21,000 this morning. I don't have my note right in front of me. It's over there. Get that up here. But right now we are in the midst of a matching funds challenge. And we just had a donation, $40 a few moments ago. And now we're going to bring in Zelma's donation. And yes. Zelma is from Palm Beach Gardens. Palm Beach Gardens. We know where that is, down south of us a little way. One-time donation of $50. Thank you, Zelma, for that donation. And that $50 now leaves us with $1,110 in matching Amen. Funds. And so $1,110 matching funds. And now we're at 8 o'clock, and we really need to get this cleared out in the next 30 minutes. And so we're looking for your call and your donation this morning as we move along. This is Wednesday morning, day three of Prayer and Share. And we will be looking to mix some great songs along with our sharing with you throughout the day. I'm sure that Dave and Karen will come up with some great words of wisdom today that we'll be sharing with you. And of course, we are in prayer that you have a blessed day as well. Well, I know it's Wednesday, and maybe getting up this morning, you may have found halfway through the week, maybe you got stuck between the